Right now, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, it is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And it is your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, then take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And in the last segment, I was discussing, well, actually about half an hour ago when Joe Steranko was in the studio, we were talking about Kenny Perry and the great season he's having. At the age of 47, Kenny is a Kentucky native, and of course the Ryder Cup coming up in September is at Valhalla in Kentucky, and the Americans have not won since 1999, and Kenny Perry entered this season saying his greatest goal was to make the Ryder Cup team, and he has pretty much sewn that up. He is third currently in the Ryder Cup standings. He is effectively second because Tiger Woods, of course, will not be playing, and he's also third, effectively second, because Tiger Woods is out for the year, in the PGA, all the PGA Tour categories, money list and FedEx Cup points. Kenny Perry has two wins on the season. He won at the Memorial about a month ago, and then he won last week at the Buick Open in Grand Blanc, Michigan. He's got two wins. He's won $3.6 million on the year. That's third on the season's money list, and he's also third on the FedEx Cup points list at 15,933. He's only 7 points behind Phil Mickelson for second. Tiger Woods, of course, is number one, but the Golf Channel has been doing something interesting. They've been listing the FedEx Cup contenders during the week in the broadcast, and therefore they don't list Tiger Woods. They list Phil Mickelson as one because they're terming it FedEx Cup contenders. If it was the FedEx Cup list, points list, then they'd have to list Tiger, but he is, of course, not contending anymore because he's out for the season. So there is not a chance that he will win the FedEx Cup. If mathematically someone else will end up winning it besides him. So Phil Mickelson, number one, 15,940, and then Kenny Perry just 7 points back at 15,933, and all of this at the age of 47. I mean, Kenny Perry is going to be 48 this fall, and the question, you know, has been brought up: is this the greatest season possibly ever by a player 45 years of age or older? So I did a little digging, did some research, and I got a couple of names here for you. Obviously, the first name that came up for me thinking of players 45 years of age or older was Jack Nicklaus. At the age of 46 in 1986, he won the Masters. Jack Nicklaus became the oldest player ever to win a major. 46 years of age in 1986, won the Masters. And what was amazing about that, not only the fact that he was 46, I mean, he was a lot older than most players that end up winning majors, especially the Masters, but it had been almost 2 years since he had won on the PGA Tour. And the Masters win in 86 was his final victory ever. And it's interesting because Jack, you know, he bookended his career, 73 career wins. His very first win ever was a major, the 1962 U.S. Open at Oakmont, winning in a playoff against Arnold Palmer. And then his very last win ever was also a major, the 1986 Masters. So he bookended his career with huge major championships. But it had been almost 2 years since Jack had won on the PGA Tour, the 84 Memorial. So Jack Nicklaus is definitely in the discussion, no doubt about it. At the age of 46 and 86, winning the Masters, the only problem with his season that year was that was his only win. He, you know, it's a huge win, make no mistake, but that was his only victory. More recently, Freddie Funk in 2005, just 3 years ago, at the age of 49, he won the Players' Championship. Freddie Funk became the oldest player ever to win the Players' Championship, and it was interesting because the year before that, in 2004, Adam Scott won the Players, and he was the youngest player ever to win the Players' Championship. So in a two-year span, the Players' Championship got their youngest winner ever in Adam Scott in 2004, and their oldest winner ever in Freddie Funk in 2005. Same thing, though, with Jack in 86. Freddie's only win in 05 was the Players' Championship, but they're both in the discussion. Then I did some, you know, a little bit more digging, and a name that came up very frequently was Sam Snead. And, of course, Sam Snead owns the record for oldest winner ever on the PGA Tour. He was in like his mid-50s, I think, when he won the Greensboro Open for the final time. But Sam Snead in 1957, at the age of 45, he had two wins and 10 top 10 placings, and he was fourth on the money list. So in 1957, at the age of 45, he won twice, and he was fourth on the money list with 10 top 10s. Snead again 3 years later in 1960. At the age of 48, he again won twice. He had seven top tens, and he placed 19th on the money list. So, you know, obviously his 1957 season at 45 was better than his 1960 season. But then you got to factor in 60, he was 3 years older. So it was that much greater that he won twice again at the age of 48. Gene Littler in 1975 at the age of 45, he won three times. He had eight top tens, and then he finished fifth on the money list. Julius Boros had a couple of great seasons back to back. In 1967, at the age of 47, he won three times. He had 14 top tens. I mean, that's amazing. 14 top 10 placings. I mean, I don't know that Tiger Woods had 14 top tens last year. Tiger only played in 16 events, and I think there were at least more than one or two where he was outside the top 10. So, you know, and Tiger would probably be the only guy that would have a chance at having that many top tens in a season. But Boros had 14 top tens in 1967 at the age of 47, and he had three victories and was fourth on the money list. Then the very next year in 1968, at the age of 48, he had two wins, 11 top tens, but one of those two victories was the PGA Championship. So, you know, obviously in this discussion, I'm ranking majors above regular tour victories. So Boros in 68 won the PGA Championship. He won also again, and he had 11 top tens at the age of 48, and he finished fifth on the money list. And then Hale Irwin in 1990, he was another guy to win a major after the age of 45. He was 45 years of age. He won the U.S. Open, of course, at Medina. That famous jog around when he made the chip in, he jogs around the hole and gives high fives to everybody standing outside the ropes. He had another win that season. So two victories, five top threes, and he won the U.S. Open in 1990. So as far as I'm concerned, and, of course, Kenny Perry, what he's doing this year. At the age of 47, he's got two victories, the Memorial and the Buick Open. He's third currently on the money list, third currently in the FedEx Cup standings, third currently in the Ryder Cup standings. But, of course, Tiger Woods is first in all those categories, and he's out. So he is effectively second in all those categories. But I got to go with Julius Boros, Hale Irwin, and Jack Nicklaus tied for first with greatest season ever by a player over the age of 45 because they all won majors. Julius Boros winning the PGA Championship at the age of 48 in 1968. Hale Irwin winning the U.S. Open at the age of 45 in 1990. Jack Nicklaus winning the Masters at the age of 46 in 1986. All three of those guys tie for first. And then I'm going to go Kenny Perry in fourth right now with his season this year, followed closely by Freddie Funk and the seasons from Sam Snead and Gene Littler. So there you go. The greatest seasons ever by players at the age of 45 years or older. And Kenny Perry, he might win again this year. Hell, he's got like, you know, about a third of the season left before the Ryder Cup. So Kenny Perry might still keep it going here in July and August leading up to the Ryder Cup in September. All right. Nicely done, Colin. Very good timing with the sounder. All right. Second topic. And this is a fun one because it is July 4th weekend, Independence Day weekend. So I came up with a top five list, top five moments in American golf. Now, you know, obviously, when you think American golf, first of all, it needs to be an American player. So all of these have to do with American players. And then, you know, you would want it to be an American player in a patriotic event, i.e. the U.S. Open or the Ryder Cup. So most of these have to do with, and in fact, all of these have to do with an American player and either the Ryder Cup or the U.S. Open. So five, it's a top five list, but it's a top seven list because the fifth place is shared with three guys. It's a three-way tie for fifth. And Tiger Woods is here with what we just saw from him a month ago at Torrey Pines, winning the U.S. Open on one good leg and in such dramatic fashion with the two eagles within five holes at 13 and 18 on Saturday, comes back on Sunday. He comes to 18 needing to make a birdie putt to get into the Monday playoff. He does it. That amazing 12-footer that turned a little left and bounced all over the place. Then he comes back on Monday, and he comes to 18 again, needing to make birdie to get into extra holes with Rocco Mediate, and he makes birdie. He gets up and down from 100 yards in the right rough, and then he wins it on the very first extra hole in the 19th hole. So Tiger Woods here, for what he did at the 2008 U.S. Open, he is tied for fifth, along with two other U.S. Opens, which were very historic and were great moments in American golf. The 1999 U.S. Open at Pinehurst, Payne Stewart, in his last ever victory and in his third U.S. Open victory, he won beating Phil Mickelson by one stroke at Pinehurst, and he had that great, he made that putt, and then he had that fist pump, and of course, we remember, what happened 4 months later. Payne Stewart passed away in the plane crash. So Payne Stewart is there. in 99 with his U.S. Open win at Pinehurst. And then Ben Hogan as well, tied for fifth on my top five list. The 1951 U.S. Open at Marion. And is there any more of an American or a patriotic city than Philadelphia? I mean, that's where the, you know, Declaration of Independence was signed way back in 1776. Of course, you know, the reason that we have July 4th. So Ben Hogan won at Marion in 1951 at the U.S. Open, just 1 year removed from a car crash that nearly killed him. I mean, this guy came, you know, basically from being in a hospital bed and being told that he might not ever walk again to winning the U.S. Open at Marion in 51. So that's my fifth place. My fifth place spot on my top five moments in American golf, a tie between Tiger Woods, Payne Stewart, and Ben Hogan for three fabulous wins in the U.S. Open, 1999 Pinehurst for Payne, 1951 Marion for Ben Hogan, and 2008 Torrey Pines for Tiger Woods. Number four is a Ryder Cup moment, the 1969 Ryder Cup at Royal Birkdale and the Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus made a putt for par, and then he conceded. And this is the famous concession. Jack conceded a 3-foot par putt to Tony Jacklin, and that became the first ever tie in Ryder Cup history, the 1969 Ryder Cup at Royal Birkdale. And it's considered by most to be one of the classiest moves ever on the golf course, with Jack Nicklaus conceding a 3-foot par. And basically, you don't give 3-foot putts in Ryder Cup, especially when they're to have a hole or to have a match. And Jack Nicklaus did exactly that. A 3-foot putt, which, you know, can be missed. I mean, pros miss 3-foot putts from time to time, but Jack conceded that putt to Tony Jacklin in the 1969 Ryder Cup at Royal Birkdale. So that is moment number four in the greatest moments in American golf. Number three, Colin, I feel like we should have a drum roll or something like that. It's like Dave Letterman. Anyway, number three is Bobby Jones' Grand Slam wins in 1930. In 1930, Bobby Jones became the last player to win the calendar Grand Slam, the Grand Slam all in 1 year. And at that point, it was different than what the Grand Slam entails in current day. No, nowadays, obviously, the Grand Slam is the U.S. Open, the British Open, the Masters, and the PGA Championship. Back in 1930, the Grand Slam was considered the British Open and the U.S. Open, and then the British Amateur and the U.S. Amateur. So it was the British and U.S. Opens and the British and U.S. Amateurs. Bobby Jones won all four of those events in 1930. He is the last player ever to win the calendar Grand Slam. So Bobby Jones, number three on the top five moments in American golf list.